Penguin Audio presents The Hypnotist's Love Story by Leanne Moriarty. Read by Tamara Lovett-Smith. Chapter 1. When people think of hypnosis, they think of swinging pendulums. You're getting sleepy. And volunteers clucking like chickens on stage shows. So it's not surprising that many of my clients are quite nervous when they visit me for the first time. In fact, there is nothing unnatural or frightening about hypnosis. Chances are, you've already had the experience of going into a trance-like state in your day-to-day life. Have you ever driven to a familiar destination and found that you have no memory of the drive? Guess what? You were in a trance. From An Introduction to Ellen O'Farrell, Hypnotherapist, Leaflet. I had never been hypnotized before. I didn't really believe in it, to be honest. My plan was to lie there and pretend it was working and try not to laugh. Most people are surprised by how much they enjoy it, said the hypnotist. She was all softness and soap, no makeup or jewelry. Her skin had a polished, translucent look, as if she only ever bathed in mountain streams. She smelled like one of those overpriced, crafty shops you find in country towns, sandalwood and lavender. The room we were in was tiny, warm and strange. It was built on the side of a house like an enclosed balcony. The carpet was musty with faded pink roses, but the windows were modern, floor-to-ceiling panels of glass like those in an atrium. The room was flooded with light. As I walked in, the light seemed to whoosh through my head like a brisk breeze, and I could smell old books and the sea.